In confusion and uncertainty, there emerges a guiding light, a beacon that cuts through the darkness. Welcome to Beacon of Truth with your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Hello and welcome to Beacon of Truth. I am your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and you're listening on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Welcome to another day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice in it and be glad. I'm in a very good mood today, my friends. Well, first of all, it's an absolutely gorgeous day outside today in Oregon, Portland, Oregon. You know, usually this time of year we're still getting a lot of rain, but spring has sprung, and boy, it is just absolutely beautiful outside. Not too hot, not too cold. You know, as the baby bear said, it's just right. So great to be with you today. And we got an important topic today. We're talking about betrayal. When you've been betrayed, and how have you worked with your relationship with the Lord to overcome that? After all, our Lord says, love your enemies and pray for them. So when someone has hurt you, someone that you trusted betrayed you, someone that you loved betrayed you, you know, how do you deal with that? And why is this important? So many people right now are still living with the heaviness and the burden of the feelings and emotions surrounding the betrayal. And when you're living with that kind of heaviness on your heart, it's hard to open. You know, it's hard for when we can't open our heart, it's hard for God's Holy Spirit to work in our hearts to allow His love to flow in and through us. It's almost like an obstruction. You know, there's a river, there's a dam. You know, you build a dam that kind of prevents the water from flowing. And that's kind of what happens with us. When our hearts are filled with anger and resentment because of a betrayal. And the thing is, sometimes you feel stupid, don't you? Why was I dumb enough to put that much trust in someone? And what happens? You can't trust someone again the next time. An unfaithful spouse. You know, someone at work that climbed over your back to get the position that you should have had. You know, someone that borrowed money from you and never paid you back. You know, all these kinds of, how have you overcome betrayal in your life? And how has God worked in your life to help you overcome that? We're talking about betrayal today on Beacon of Truth. Would love for you to be part of the program today. The phone number to call is 833-288-3986. Again, that's 833-288-3986. Or you can send us an email, beacon@ewtn.com. Or you can text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for a response. Then text us your first name and your brief question. Remember that message and data rates may apply. Well, today is also the feast day of arguably probably the least of known of the apostles, and that's Matthias. Why is he the least known? Well, for one, he's not even mentioned in the Gospels. You know, we see in Acts of the Apostles that Peter, who's the head of the apostles, you know, meditating on Scripture, looking at the continuity of the 12, probably reflecting back on the 12 tribes of Israel, and seeing the connection that Jesus made, picking 12 apostles, and now they're one down because of Judas, and so they have to pick another apostle. Now, what's interesting is that Peter could have, as the head of apostles, could have made the decision himself to pick another apostle. But again, I'm sure he was trying to avoid the idea of favoritism, the idea of, kind of taking over a particular process. So what he does, in wisdom, he says, let the Lord choose. So it's not our decision, it's the Lord's decision, you know. He asked the folks around them to pick two people who have been with them the whole time, but particularly those who were witnesses to the resurrection. very interesting. It's not just witnesses to the life of Jesus, to the miracles of Jesus, to the sayings of Jesus, and they didn't have to be there in Matthew 5, 7 at the Sermon on the Mount, but they had to be witnesses of the resurrection. That was very important, that they'd be a witness of the resurrection. And so they wind the selection down to two people. One is Barsabbas, and the other one is Matthias. And so they cast lots, you know. So so why did they do that? To see, you know, the Lord had already made the decision who was going to be. They would say, what is the Lord deciding here through us, through this process? Who's the Lord decided? And the lot fell upon Matthias. Yeah, so we don't know a whole lot about him, or about kind of the work that he did, what part of the world he traveled to. We know a little bit about that. We don't know a whole lot about him. But we still hold him up and celebrate him as one of the apostles. And so we celebrate him today and ask for his intercession. You know, and what I like about him is he's behind the scenes. You know, he doesn't get the attention, you know, or as much as the other apostles did, because again, he wasn't mentioned at all in the Gospels. But yet he's considered and numbered amongst the 12. You know, so for us who often are behind the scenes, you know, often the work we do doesn't get noticed. You know, that's a good thing, because God notices. That's the, you know, in the end, that's the only one who really matters. What does God think? What does God think? Same thing for me. You know, I mean, people kind of know who I am, but I love the position that I'm in, because I'm not like Scott Hahn or Father Mike Schmitz or something like that. So I kind of fly under the radar a little bit, you know. So, and I like that, because ultimately the work that I'm doing is God's work. It's not my work. You know, I love trains, and I enjoy playing guitar. I'd probably be a professional musician or working for Amtrak or something like that. What do I want to do? But it's most important for me to do what God wants me to do. You know, and often I try to do that not to promote myself, because, like, for example, I hate doing selfie videos. I cannot tell you how much I can't stand doing selfie videos. But I mean, it's one of those things I just gotta bite my lip and just do it, because I hate promoting myself. Hey, come and see me at this parish mission. Ah, can't stand that. But you know what? Do it, because I don't like promoting myself. In fact, I don't do any marketing at all. You know, but yet I get requests to speak just about every single day of the year. And so, like Matthias, you know, I think it's good for us to kind of hold back and let God shine forth and let the work shine forth in what we're doing. You know, always remembering, as I always say all the time, we're just instruments. God's the musician. And Matthias allowed God to work through him. Again, behind the scenes, kind of very quiet, kind of like Joseph. You know, Joseph is not mentioned that much at all in the Gospels. More than Matthias, but still Joseph was behind the scenes, right? He was behind the scenes helping to form Jesus, right? Learning Jesus, teaching Jesus carpentry skills, teaching Jesus how to pray, you know, and all those wonderful things, being a good husband to his wife, Mary, you know, and serving them as the chief servant of his family, the chief servant of his wife and children. You know, I think Matthias, in a very quiet way, was kind of like that amongst the apostles, you know. So we shouldn't always try to put ourselves out there, put ourselves forward, but let the love of God shine through and let that work speak for itself. Well, I know this show is brought to you by some awesome people: Charles Berry doing social media, Matt Kabinsky screening calls, and the one and only Ace McKay producing today. How you doing, Ace?
I'm good. One and only for a reason. There's a reason.
That's
that.
Right.
I find it interesting, because the older I get, the more I'm that way in promoting myself. Like, when, like, it gets a little overwhelming, like, it to the point where I feel like all I'm on all the time is social media, because there's this thing or that thing, or you're looking, hey, did you see my thing? You know, and it's like all this stuff that's happening. Like at some point, like you have to check out. You need that break. And it's like, who can I pass that off to that can promote it for me so that I don't have to and seem, you know, shameless in my own plugs?
Yeah, you know, and for me, I have a kind of team of people working with me. So I'm rarely ever on social media.
Yeah.
Rarely. I may have someone that does that for me. I have someone that, you know, works with the venues to book engagements and all that kind of stuff. So I could be free to pray and to write and to read and to develop those skills that God has given me.
So when you like my post, it's not really you, it's a bot.
Well, no, when I like your post, that is me. Well, we're talking about betrayal today on Beacon of Truth. The phone number to call is 833-288-3986.
A little grunge to carry us through.
A little uplift for a Tuesday. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
I saw a friend of mine had some free time and used AI and entered band names and asked AI to create artwork based on what they thought the band looked like based on their name. Some of the funniest drawings and paintings. I'm like, all right, AI's got a long way to go before it can actually call itself a threat, you know.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But I like a little melodic, you know, as well. I mean, it's very simple beat, but it's melodic at the same time, which I like because it's not just straightforward, same thing all the time.
Yeah, don't mistake metal as just a bunch of buzz. Like, there's something going on there. There's something going on.
If you listen to, like, they're playing, like, if you listen to the lines that they play, like Dorian, Phrygian, Mixolydian, I mean, it's really
some
complicated lines that they're playing. And if you're really listening, like what they're playing over the changes, like, you know, like if they're playing in like in B, you know, and they're in B, but they're soloing over like a flat third or something like that. It's like, whoa.
Yep.
I mean, it's very, very impressive. Well, you know, we're going to spend a week talking about music, you know, because we're putting those shows together right now. But today on Beacon of Truth, I'm your host, Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers. We're talking about betrayal. We're talking about betrayal today. And, you know, have you been betrayed? And maybe an unfaithful spouse, maybe someone at work, maybe your own kids, you know, away from the family. What kind of betrayal have you gone through? How have you overcome it? Because after all, Jesus says, love your enemies and pray for them. We're not supposed to have hardness of heart, right? Remember, Jesus in Matthew 19 says, Moses gave you divorce because of the hardness of your hearts. But in the beginning, it was not so. If our hearts are hard, they can't be receptive to God's love and God's will in our lives. So we have to overcome the feelings and the emotions of betrayal. That doesn't mean we forget what happened to us. But we have to overcome and forgive in order to move forward. That's what we're talking about today. And we'll be part of the program. We'd love to hear from you. Your story of how you've overcome betrayal in your life under the inspiration of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. 833-288-3986. Again, that's 833-288-3986. And the show is brought to you by some amazing people. We have Charles Berry doing social media, Matt Kabinski screening calls, and the number one producer in my heart, Ace McKay.
Thank you, sir. Of course, if you're looking for some great summer reading, this is definitely something to challenge us. Spiritual Lightning, we're answering the call for Jesus to master his values by Deacon Richard Eason. If you want to find out more about inspiring stories on how to truly develop the strength and courage during times of suffering and ways to obtain healing, find out more. Spiritual Lightning is available in the EWTNRC catalog. All you got to do is check out EWTNRC.com. Remember, free standard shipping for orders $75 or more when you use the code word FREE at checkout.
All right, it's time for us to break open God's Word in the Psalms, as we always do in this segment of the show. And remember, this segment called the Soulful Psalms are now its own podcast. You can go to EW10PodcastCentral.com and download this as a podcast, the Soulful Psalm segments, as well as iTunes and Spotify and, you know, your SoundCloud or your favorite podcasting medium, go ahead and download these Soulful Psalms as a podcast. Well, today we're looking at Psalm 41. So Psalm 41 is the very last song in book one. So Psalms 1 to 41, all of these attributed to David. Now, at the end of each of the books of the Psalms that end each book, so in this case, Psalm 41, in book 2, Psalm 72, book 3, Psalm 89, book 4, Psalm 186, and Psalm 150 all have doxologies. All right, it can be called the embolism, but more formally, it's called a doxology. So it's kind of like at the end of the Eucharistic prayer, through him, with him, in him, O God, Almighty Father, the unity of the Holy Spirit. That's called the doxology. There's something like that at the end of each of the Psalms that end one of the books, each book of the Psalms. So we're going to take a look at that. So the prescript is very, very simple. For the choir master, it's the entire first verse. For the choir master, a psalm of David. Very simple. Now the psalm dives in. Blessed is he who has concern for the poor. In time of trouble, the Lord will rescue him. Now poor, not just the physically poor or materially poor, but also the spiritually poor. Who has concern for the poor. Just like blessed are the poor in spirit. Not just the hungry, but those who are hungering for a deeper relationship with God. In time of trouble, the Lord will rescue him. When we have concern for our brothers and sisters who are hurting, the Lord will guard him. So what is the Lord going to do for us? The Lord will guard him, give him life, make him blessed in the land, not give him up to the will of his foes. The Lord will help him on his bed of pain. You will bring him back from sickness to health. And so David is acknowledging God's awesome power and majesty when we put our trust in him, when we have concern not for ourselves but also for our brothers and sisters, you know. And it's not a tiff that's like, I gave this guy, homeless guy, $10, now I'm just gonna wait for the anointing. No. Right, we do it out of love for Christ, right? That's why we do things. And when we live that way, it's not that God's rewarding us for what we do. God is just saying, I'm in relation with you. And you just do things for the person that you love because you love them, right? Yeah, I give flowers to my wife on Mother's Day, like I did this past week, right? Mother's Day. I gave her some beautiful flowers. Now, why did I do that? So I won't get in trouble? Well, not because I'm going to get in trouble. I did it because I love her. It's just an expression of love. Simple as that. And this is what David is talking about here. These things that God are promising are expressions of his love for us. Simple. Expressions of love. Now, his expressions are powerful because he's God. Bringing back from sickness to health, right? He's the divine physician. And he's also the one who brings the healing, right? Verse 5. As for me, I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Right? Now, this is very appropriate because remember, David with Bathsheba, he wrote almost the very same thing in Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness, right? Because I've sinned against you. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight I have done, he would write in Psalm 51. Here he's acknowledging, and something's important for us. This is why the sacrament of reconciliation is so important, where we acknowledge our sins and seek forgiveness. Okay, my foes are speaking evil against me. How long before he dies and his name be forgotten? David, man. When is this? Basically, he's saying to the Lord, when is this persecution going to end? I trust you, Lord. I'm confessing my sins. I'm making a gift of myself completely in a relationship of love and communion. So when is this persecution going to come to an end? And the way David expresses that is, when, how long before he dies? Yikes. When someone comes to visit me, he speaks empty words. His heart stores up malice. On leaving, he spreads lies. Right? We're talking about betrayal. This is some. These are the actions of someone who betrays you. So that's why I picked this psalm for today. We're talking about betrayal, and David is talking about the feelings and the emotions that we feel when we are betrayed. And he continues in verse 8, "All my foes whisper together against me. They devise evil plots against me. Something deadly has fastened upon him. He will not rise from where he lies." Right? So the people that are plotting against David, they're recognized. Something has fastened upon him. He will not rise from where he lies. In other words, he's vulnerable right now. He's in a vulnerable position. He's weak, either spiritually, emotionally, mentally. He's weak. Now I'm going to take advantage of him. Right? That's what betrayal. I'm going to take advantage of the situation. Now that he's in a position of weakness, position of vulnerability, I'm going to exploit that. Right? That's what betrayal is. That's what David is talking about here in Psalm 41.
And this psalm is a great reminder of that we have to have those boundaries with people, and also know that when we're going through a season where we're hurting or healing or needing, you know, some real time and attention with God, that we let God bring certain people to us rather than us feeding into others and then having nothing left to give to our own moments of healing and adoration. Like there has to be the times, this is what I say, where there are times where you're sitting in the pew, and then there are times that you're serving others. And if you're serving others at a time that you need to be sitting, then you're missing a chance to grow.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's a great point. Matthew Kelly makes that same point too. He talks about just sitting and being with people. If we don't take time to do it, we miss opportunities to serve. I love that.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. You know, and this next line should sound very familiar to everybody. Verse 10, "Thus even my friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me." That sound familiar? Remember Jesus at the Last Supper? He said, "Someone here is going to betray me." Which one, Lord? Which one? "The one who dips his bread into the cup with me." Ooh. So right here, Psalm 41, you know, a precursor to the betrayal that Jesus himself would experience at the Last Supper. His friend, who he trusted, who ate his bread, has betrayed me. Right? So a reference to, obviously, a precursor looking forward to Judas. Verse 11. Okay, now he set it up. Here's what's happening. Here's the betrayal. Here's the people taking advantage of me. But ultimately, his hope is in the Lord. Verse 11, "But you, O Lord, have mercy on me. Raise me up, and I will repay them. By this I know your favor, that my foes do not triumph over me. In my integrity you have upheld me, have set me in your presence forever." Wow. Because of the trust in the Lord, we're not thinking and acting like the, for example, when someone does something to you, your first response is visceral. You know, I'm going to get back at you. Like when somebody comes to you and says, you know, "Why do you Catholics worship Mary? Why do you guys worship a piece of bread?" The first thing you want to do is get mad. "We don't worship bread. What are you talking about? You just want to attack." No. David says here, because of the merciful, I'm entering into that merciful heart space with the Lord, that I will triumph over my enemies, but the Lord will uphold me in my integrity, right? So in my walk with the Lord, my integrity will be upheld. I am not going to go down to the level of the people who are persecuting me. And then finally here, verse 14, the doxology. "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from age to age. Amen. Amen." Beautiful. We're talking about betrayal on Beacon of Truth. 833-288-3986. Ah, look at that.
This reminds me of my oldies days.
Yeah, that's right. Going back to the hop, man.
Get your butch wax, little Dapper Dan. Man, I just aged myself.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Don't stop that. I just got some more grays just to say that out loud.
You know, this is kind of music here these older days, very much underappreciated.
For sure.
You know, it's kind of like when people like talk about the Beatles, they talk about is it the drummer. Was it George Harrison, right?
The drummer was Ringo.
Ringo Starr. He's not very good, you know, because he just, like, all his songs are so simple and stuff like that. But, you know, but he's hailed among the drum community.
Absolutely.
You know, as an outstanding drummer.
What a lot of people don't know about Ringo is a lot of times the parts he wrote was because he could not play what they wanted him to play. Like, he's left-handed on a right-handed kit. And so he would create something else, and then, you know, it blow people's minds. You're like, how did you come up with this? Like, it's because they wanted me to play this. And, you know, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Play to your strengths, I always say.
Yeah, exactly. Wonderful. Well, you're listening to Beacon of Truth. I am your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and you're listening on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. And today, we're talking about betrayal, right? Have you been betrayed? What was that like? And how did you overcome it? That's the key. How do we use our relationship with God, our intimacy with Christ, the power of His love, cooperating with the grace of the sacraments to overcome betrayal, the anger, the resentment, the hatred? Because we hold on to those things, the Holy Spirit can't work fully in and through us. Let's talk about that today. The phone number to call to join us is 833-288-3986. Again, that's 833-288-3986.
Looking forward to a chance for us to get in with Fire on the Earth. And actually right now, Ascension is the topic. Peter Herbeck is doing his part to bring a compelling look and also give us teaching from an inspirational Catholic point of view. So if you want to check that out, it's Monday through Friday morning, 5:15 Eastern on EWTN Radio.
All right. Well, we're going to dive right into this topic of betrayal. I mean, all of us have gone through it at some point. I mean, I myself have been betrayed. If you hear the story about with my relationship with my dad, you know, my dad made different lifestyle choice decisions that we would want him to make. You know, he was not a man of faith. Never went with us to church or anything like that. And so, like, he would miss important things in our life. Like, for me, I was undefeated in dual meets in high school and wrestling. And every time the ref would raise my hand, which was all the time, I'd look around the gym. Did he make it today? You know, did he see me today, perform today? You know, high school graduation wasn't there. You know, so other important part moments in my life, he just wasn't there, you know, and so that led to eventually, you know, not talking to him for 18 years, you know, so I have, you know, I give on Divine Mercy. I talk about that, but we want to hear from you today. We want to hear your stories about betrayal. What happened and how did you use the power of God's love? Because the reason we're talking about this, because this is going to give people hope. This will give people hope of how they can overcome the anger, the feeling, the emotion in their lives. 833-288-3986. Again, that's 833-288-3986. And we're going to go to Amy calling from Lawrenceville, Georgia, listening on Ablaze Radio. Amy, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Today, your topic is about betrayal.
Betrayal.
And I have a marriage of 35 years. I have three boys and two grandkids. And on my 35 years of marriage, I found that my husband was having a adultery relationship with the person that was taking care of my in-laws. Mm. And he had that relationship for 2 years when I finally found out. This is something that is very painful, and especially for my son, because they're having some difficulties in their relationships as brothers, and also they're not talking to his dad for around now close to 6 years. And you was mentioning the way that I deal with this is that I never have stopped praying for him. And I continue my faith, my adoration, my mass, and my communion. And God will take care of him because he was Catholic. He was in the church. We were very active. But this happened.
Yeah. You know, thank you so much for sharing that, Amy. I know that's very difficult for you. You know, and it's always hard when people that we love and trust hurt us, you know, and sometimes there's no rhyme or reason. Sometimes it's just an emotional thing, but, especially after being together for so long, you know, to discover that, I know it's extremely painful, but you responded in the way Jesus and our faith calls us to respond. You said, I never stopped praying for him. Gosh, Jesus, I mean, pray for those who love those who hurt you and pray for them. And that's exactly what you're doing, you know, and it's through prayers like that. It's through intercessory prayer. It's through opening your heart and making a gift of yourself to him through your prayer that I think the Holy Spirit will, you know, if he's open, like my dad was 74 years old. When he finally came to faith, when he finally, quote unquote, got it, you know, but God always works in his time. God's timing is always perfect. So sometimes we have to wait on the Lord. But in the meantime, Amy, you're such a beautiful witness to how we are to respond to something like this in our lives. And I hope that that sharing your story really is going to inspire and empower a listener out there to do the same thing in their own lives. So, Amy, thank you so much for your call. We're talking about betrayal today on Beacon of Truth. I'm your host, Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers. The phone number to call us today is 833-288-3986. Again, that's 833-288-3986. We're talking about betrayal. Have you been betrayed? How have you overcome that through the working through the power of the Holy Spirit? Just like Jim has done. Jim's a first-time caller calling from Connecticut, listening on Sirius XM 130. Jim, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Thank you, Deacon Harold, for having me and taking my call. And I don't know if anyone said this before, but for the initial time when I started listening to your show, I thought the title was Beacon of Truth.
Well, I guess it could be both, right? but yeah. the idea is the beacon is like the lighthouse, right? That's the light shining in the darkness that's directing people to safety, right? Or in our case, helping direct people to a deep, intimate relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So thank you for that, Jim.
Yeah.
So what do you want to share with us today?
The topic of betrayal. Not to get into specific incidents, but I think I've been in situations where I have felt betrayed and maybe fault of my own, and please enlighten me to kind of my culpability, I guess, in walking away silently when I feel betrayed, where I don't necessarily maybe communicate to someone that I feel like I've been betrayed and I quietly walk away. But second to that is, you know, time can pass since an experience of betrayal, and I'm sure I've betrayed others unintentionally, unknowingly. But let's say you end up seeing or interacting with that person in the future, and some time has gone by, and they've likely forgotten an incident, but might say, oh, geez, I haven't heard or spoken to you or talked to you or seen you in a long time. And I guess in that re-engagement, you know, it's kind of a potentially volatile situation to kind of rehash, well, X amount of time ago, you know, this happened. It just, you know, you're not going to have that real level of emotion or feeling or hurt still. But it's really, I guess, some advice on how you would re-engage with someone after a long while where you felt betrayed and might not have communicated that to them.
Yeah, that's a great question. So here's what I'd say. So when you walk away from a situation like that, both people, you know, there's a feeling of hurt, anger, resentment there at some level, you know. And so you're right. Over time, those feelings will often dissipate. Why? Because you're not thinking about the person actively anymore. But what doesn't go away is the connection between that person and the feeling that happened or the situation that happened, right? So what happens is after a number of years, you see that person again. Now, the anger or resentment may not be at that high level, but it's still there, right? And so now when you see that person again, the first thing, it's just like when you listen to a song and that song brings you back, it reminds you of a specific time in your life or a specific incident in your life. Same thing here. You see that person again, and the last time you saw that person, this is what you felt. And when you see that person again, bam, those feelings start to come up and rise to the surface again. So if it were me, and I kind of faced a situation with my dad, you know, what I said was I asked him to forgive me for hating him. You see, it's kind of backward because we're trying to be vehicles of mercy in the lives of other people. Right. So say you, this person hurt you, Jim. So what you would say is, I'm sorry. You would say to the person who hurt you, you hear what I'm saying now, to the person that hurt you, you know, I just want to say I'm sorry for how I felt, the feelings of hatred and resentment I had for you. Okay. Yeah, that's what I would do. Now, why would you do that? Because wait a minute, that person hurt me. They should be ones that should be apologizing. That's not what it's about. It's about being a vehicle of mercy. So, Jim, if you're looking at the divine mercy image, you see those two rays coming out of the heart of Jesus, and that's what he's calling us to be, vehicles of mercy in the lives of other people. And that act of forgiveness is the first step forward into rebuilding a relationship. Again, you don't forget what the person did, but it's the first step in forgiving what the person did. That makes sense, Jim?
I love it. It's beautiful because it's really just me owning my truth in the sense that I know that I committed this, regardless of the reason for it. I had these feelings and thoughts, and that is what I'm responsible for. And I can apologize for that, absolutely.
Yeah. Great call, Jim. And God bless you. We're praying for you that God will continue to bring healing into your life. We're talking about betrayal today on Beacon of Truth. I'm your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sibbers. Have you been betrayed by maybe a child or someone at work? And how has your faith, your relationship with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit who brings us into the heart of the Father, how has that relationship helped to bring healing and understanding and peace into your life? That's what we're talking about today on Beacon of Truth. The phone number to join us is 833-288-3986. Again, that's 833-288-3986. And now we're talking to Amy, calling from Central Ohio, listening on St. Gabriel Radio. Amy, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm doing well, Amy. Great to hear from you.
Good. Yeah. Hey, you were talking earlier about forgiving your father, and I've actually been struggling with this for several months now. My dad passed away about 13 years ago. He was a very big man, and I loved my dad a lot, very much when I was younger. But as my sister and I became teenagers, something changed with him. He was a truck driver, and we just felt that he just got up into his head because it was all, you know, by himself so much of the time. But when he would come home, we never knew if it was going to be happy dad or if it was going to be raging dad. And he could be physical with us. I remember one time that I think I was probably in young high school, and he said something to me, and I was really angry and frustrated with him, and I used apparently a tone that he didn't like, and he started hitting me, and I remember my mom screaming at him saying, stop, you're going to kill her, and then, he would just rage or explode. I remember him slamming the back door so hard that it broke the window. I remember him. He was really angry with me, and he went to grab me, and I ran away from him, and he punched a banister on the steps, and you know, it's just that sort of thing. I just have a really, really, really hard time forgiving him when I loved him so much and I just wanted him to be my dad. And we just never knew who was coming through the door when he got home.
Amy, gosh, I mean, you're bringing up some, you're bringing up some memories for me too. I mean, my father was different than your dad, but but some of those same things hold true. And you're right, you know, and that's what you hold in tension, isn't it? You have this person that you love, but yet that you quote unquote hate, not, you know, not, but are angry and have this resentment toward, but yet you love them at the same time. It's really hard to hold those two things in tension because you're still looking for approval from your dad. You're still looking for confirmation. You're still looking for encouragement and all those things that a father should be giving to their children. But instead, all you're getting is anger. And what's happening, whatever was going on in his life that was causing him to be angry, he's taking that anger now out on you. He has no other outlet for dealing with it himself because he sounds to me like being a truck driver. He's not a man that goes, oh, let me go to therapy to deal with this. I mean, let's be real, most guys probably wouldn't do that. So he has to find another outlet. For my father, it was drinking. You know, for your father, it seemed to be this anger. You said you don't know which dad's going to come home. So how do you forgive him for that? Well, what I would do, very similar to the advice I gave a little bit earlier here, and since your father has passed, I would do one of two things. Either go to the gravesite where he's buried, or go into Eucharistic adoration before our Lord, present, body, blood, soul, divinity, the Eucharist. And say, you know, Dad, I'm here. Dad, I'm holding these things in my heart. But I want to say that I love you and I forgive you for what for the anger and the resentment that you hoisted upon me and my siblings and my mom. I don't know what was going on in your life, Dad, but, you know, I hope that, you know, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for the repose of your soul. And just start, that's a way to start the healing process, you know. So that's one step forward that you can take, Amy, that will, again, you keep doing it, keep opening yourself, you keep emptying yourself of that hate and resentment so God can fill you with his love, so that love can replace what's in your heart now. And I think that little step of going to the gravesite or going to Eucharistic adoration, I think it could be a wonderful first step. That makes sense for you, Amy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I really appreciate it. I've been struggling with who to talk to about this, and I've just needed some spiritual guidance on it, and I'm so glad that that topic came up today. So thank you for, thank Jesus for very much for the right timing on everything, so.
Well, like I said, God's timing is always perfect. Thank you so much, Amy. We're very blessed by your call today. And we'd like for you to join us. We're talking about betrayal today on Beacon of Truth. I'm your host, Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers. The phone number to join us today is 833-288-3986. 833-288-3986. And let's see, is Annie back on? Annie calling from Illinois on Lyrics on Sirius XM 130. Are you with us, Annie?
Hi, Deacon.
Hey, yeah. There you are. Great to hear from you. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, as you, the call screener probably sent to you, I called in response to that lady. I didn't catch her name, but she had a wonderful result of what happened after her betrayal, and I just wanted to share how my situation went, and it was not good. My husband, we have been married for 33 years, and my husband lost his company, and as a result, he had to go out and work out in the oil field in North Dakota for 5 years. And I found out purely accidentally, of course it was a God thing, that he was involved with prostitutes and that it had started when he was out in North Dakota, as it all as it all came out. And that had, it was ongoing when he came back. So probably 5 to 6 years at least. And at the same time that I found out also that my husband has Lewy body dementia. Mm. And in retrospect now, I'm kind of thinking that maybe it had been going on and we just didn't catch it. Number one, because he was not home. He was out in North Dakota. Anyway, to make a long story short, he never was feeling that he needed to make amends, or he did go to the priest, but he never really was able to understand that he needed to spend the rest of our lives together making it up for me, to me. And so that I'm a 24/7 caregiver for him now, and he's well beyond, he doesn't know much of anything that's going on. So, and that, I'm going to admit, that has been an awful situation for me, because I had so much anger and bitterness, and as you can imagine. Yeah. So I talked to our priest, and, I've done what I can do, and I'm praying hard every single day, but it is still, at times, a really hard struggle for me. So that's everything in a nutshell.
Well, thank you so much, Annie. Jesus does say, pick up your cross and follow me. So it's not going to be easy to follow Jesus. But it sounds like in taking care of your husband now with dementia is a beautiful way to, Christ has called you to pick up that cross and follow him to eternal life. What a blessing your call has been to all of us, Annie. Thank you so much. We're talking about betrayal today on Beacon of Truth. We're now going to Thomas from Philadelphia, back east. Listen, on Sirius XM 130. Welcome to Beacon of Truth, Thomas.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for your service to the church and to Christ. I like the new program. It's going well. So thank you. So real quick, I got married outside of the church to a Protestant years ago, and basically things went well. We had 4 children. Sometime before the 4th one, there was infidelity. We are talking about betrayal, right?
Yes.
Okay, so there was infidelity, and she was unfaithful, and at the time I was dealing with mental health issues, and I never really recovered and healed. I tried to forgive her and save the marriage, and I hung on for another 2 years and ended up having my daughter, Melody. So eventually she got tired of me not healing and her not healing. We didn't even really talk about it. And then she just decided to leave along with my health issues, basically because of my health issues. I got blamed for most of the reason for her leaving. But the act of unfaithfulness, I should add that she was likely, I don't know, I know this is hopefully for mature audiences, but she was drugged. And so it was heartbreaking. And and while I was in the hospital, and I came home from the hospital on my birthday, and I just could not get over it. Even though I tried to heal the marriage and save the marriage, and I was trying to make my way into the church with her, but she was pretty anti-Catholic, and I didn't know my faith, and I was settling for non-denominationalism. Anyway, fast forward, she left, and it was the catalyst that brought me back to the church Christ founded. It caused me so much suffering and pain, and the kids were far from me, and she moved to Colorado. I'm here in Pennsylvania, and So long story short, she basically makes it really challenging for me to see my children now. So it's just like, feels like betrayal on top of betrayal.
Yes, amen. And we'll keep praying for you, Thomas. It's a difficult situation, but God is with you always. Now, tomorrow's Word of God Wednesday. We're looking at Pentecost. And remember, you can stream today's show by visiting Podcast Central at ew10.com/radio. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.